Well, hope you had a good Thanksgiving, and we're going to have our annual message on gluttony this morning. You can get out early if you just come to the altar now and repent, and we'll just save some time. Or I've already done that, so. To be honest with you, we're going to share and talk about today. I debated with the Lord and about sharing it and about the need to. We've talked about ever since we've come that it's about the way and walking the way together. And I think there's a lot of decisions already been made concerning that one way or the other. But we're going to talk about it today. And I'm going to look at Acts chapter 24, verse 14. Acts chapter 24, verse 14. This message is basically a call. It's a call, it's an invitation, it's a plea, and comes from that feeling, that sense, and may the Spirit allow us to hear it in that way. May the Spirit feel the words that we share today. Acts chapter 24, verse 14, it's Paul writing. He said, "I confess this to you, that according to," or some translate it as "a follower of the way, which they are calling a sect, in this manner I am serving in worship," or "I'm serving the God of the fathers, having faith in all those things which have been written throughout the law and in the prophets." There is a fire and brimstone part of the way, and it's at the beginning of the way, and it's throughout the way. That is, if we don't accept the way of Jesus Christ, if we don't accept Him as Lord and Savior, we are destined for hell and the flames of the lake of fire for all eternity. That is our eternal state. If any of us are here today have never accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that is the great decision that we have to make. And if we don't make it, we'll face the eternal consequences of that. Now, those of us who are believers in Christ, and I would say that's most of us in this building, we can hear those words, and we can hear them emphasized, and it can have little meaning for us, little message to us, because too often we can, and it's reinforced. Too often we can think as people that as long as we're saved, as long as we accepted Jesus Christ, everything's okay. And all I have to do is wait for the bus to take me to heaven, and when it arrives, I get on it. Until then, I'll sit at the bus stop and mark my time, mark my days, the best I can, get through life the best I can, live the best I can, do what God wants me to the best I can, but waiting basically for to go to heaven. So we can hear messages on this over and over again, and it really has little meaning toward us. It's like saying, hey, it's like, and Laverne, thanks for getting the tickets for going down the show. It's like saying, hey, you got to get your tickets. Well, if you've already got your tickets, you can keep hearing about it. you got to get your ticket, but I've already got my ticket. So I can listen to that all day and feel pretty good about it. But there's more to it than that. It's further down the way. There is that. And here's something I have struggled with, and I want to share it with you this morning. Here's something I struggled with. Once we realize, and of course, like anything that any of us say and what I say, this is coming from my perspective, it's coming from my belief, and it's coming through that prison. But once we realize there's further down the road, there's further down the path, that there's more, that there is that call to living by faith, there is that second gate, there is that call to deny self as having been crucified with Christ and depend upon Christ as having been raised with Him, and that call to live that life by faith, moment by moment, day by day. And my experience has been, and maybe yours is different, but my experience has been, once we understand that and grasp that, we continually want to hear about that. We continually want to be reinforced about that. When we come to church, we want to be reminded and regrounded in that life of faith to make sure that we're doing that. It is like, can never hear, I can, we talk about preaching about salvation, and that we can, that can appease us to not thinking there's more down the road, and yet, can never hear enough about how much Jesus loved me, died for me, is my Savior, can never hear enough about that. Should hear that referenced every Sunday we come together. And it's like that, that I can never hear enough and want to hear and want to be reinforced whenever we gather for worship, that we need to live for Him, that we need to be living by faith, that we need to be living that life of dependence and denial, that continually asking of the question and seeking to answer it with a yes. And that question is, am I living by faith right now? Am I doing that right now? Am I depending upon the Lord this moment? It's always about this moment. In worship, one of the after we praise and we thank God and we lift up our hearts to God, then to me, one of the basic things that we are to do when we come to worship is to remind ourselves that we're, and to reground ourselves in that, in those truths. What I struggle with is I don't understand how we can be seeking to go down that road and get tired of hearing of those things. I don't understand that. I don't understand even further how there can be a hostility to hearing about those things. I don't understand that. I don't understand that a negative feeling about we need to be walking away and we need to be grounded in that, and a continual call week in and week out to make sure that we're doing that. Because that's the key to it all. There are other matters that need to be addressed, other matters that need to be tended to in the church and the spiritual life. We've talked about them as we've gone through this. On the other side of gate two, there are a lot of matters that we need to be addressing and dealing with up until we go through gate three. Many matters. But those matters won't matter unless we make sure that we have, as an individual and as a majority of the church, have gone through gate two and are seeking to live that life, that walk of faith, that walking the way together. This is part of what I, in my limited ability to hear, my own deafness of hearing, part of what I hear from the Lord is, in what His answer was to me, in part, about sharing the message today, is that we've got to do that. We've got to do that. We've got to, as a people, as a church, we've got to be committed to that, and then the other matters will take place. Then they've got to be addressed. If not, then they will, by natural occurrence, the other matters will be so much be taken on by the old creation, by our own strength, by our own abilities. It's hard enough to address matters that we need to address when we are trying to walk the way, when we're trying to live by faith, when we're having that basic struggle. It is so hard to make sure we stay in that we deny self, and that we deny the bad of self, we deny the good of self, we deny taking, when we do something in the new creation, taking it back into the old creation. There's such a struggle to do that, that unless we're sold out to walking the way, it's so easy then to just do it in and of ourselves. There is a progression. There is a progression. It's like building a house. You got to build the foundation before the walls and before you put the roof on. The call is The invitation is, where are you in this? Where are you in this? Are you committed to? Are you committed to that vision of walking away? Have you been through the discipleship of a word, making sure that on an intimate basis, either one-on-one or in a group, that it's grounded, that it's a part of your basic understanding of life? Where are you in that? There have been some who have demonstrated a commitment to that. And by numbers, it relevates to, as compared to the whole church, to a few. My question is, where are you? Where have you been? Why? What's the problem? What is it, a basic different view, a vision, a call, what the church should be about? My mind is like this. It's likened to a church that says, we really need to learn how to swim. We need to be a swimming church. I think Hazel swims on a regular basis. We need to be a swimming church. We all do. For whatever reason, God wants us to be a swimming church. And when I came, I said, I'm a swimming coach. That's what I am. Come to share with you about how I believe that we can learn how to swim and be about swimming. When I said, oh, man, that's what I did. I worked with some troubled children that had a fear of water and taught them to swim. So I came doing that. So show up at the pool so that we can all learn to swim and could be about the business of coaching to swim, and a few show up at the pool. And others could say, well, a few show up at the pool. The call is, come to the pool. That if we're going to be a swimming church, we got to come down to the pool and swim. I'm a swimming coach. That's what I do. I am all about the way, through and throughout. I told you that when I came. Where I'm going to be is about the way. The invitation is, come, be about that. As a church, be about that.